We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
If I were Biden, I'd wait till Thanksgiving to announce this too. Drilling will finally be allowed, but not here in America, in Venezuela. When you put the timeline of events together, it's even more shocking. All summer long, oil executives have sought to meet with Biden. He refuses to return their phone calls or meet with them. They offered to come see him personally in the White House this summer when they had a big summit in Washington. His administration gaffed them off. They only see his people in court, his lawyers, that is, because he's currently suing to end all leases on federal lands. That doesn't sound like a lot, it's just federal lands, but it represents 20 and 25% respectively of our oil and natural gas markets. It's massive. So literally, while the Biden administration is in court trying to impose a moratorium on new drilling leases, and they're currently in a court battle over it, he just gave a green light to Venezuela. The American company Chevron just got a license from the Treasury Department that would let the massive oil company pump oil, but not here in Venezuela. Institute for Energy Research Senior Vice President Dan Kish, that's the energy industry's big lobbyist group, told the Daily Caller, I don't blame Chevron. It's already hard for them to pump oil in the U.S. Basically, they've got to pump it somewhere. What'll the upside be for Venezuela? The Wall Street Journal lays it out. The Biden administration's move to allow Chevron to operate in Venezuela could signal other major oil companies to begin pumping oil in Venezuela once more. That's the opposite of what's happening here. Normally, when you see oil prices, gasoline prices, diesel prices go this high on the world stage, it's good news for mom and pop frackers of both oil and natural gas. They can get big loans to come back online, which they can do rather quickly. They pump out barrels of oil, price comes down. You have price stability. But one person on earth is standing in the way of that, Joe Biden. There's ESG scores, which makes it harder for lending institutions to lend them money. But there's also the fact that Joe Biden's in court blocking their leases, that they can't get loans because the lenders are afraid they won't be able to use the money or they'll be caught halfway through the project and go bust. So what does this mean? Again, as the Wall Street Journal says, this is a signal for, quote, major oil companies to begin pumping oil in Venezuela once more, not here. What does this tell us? That the Biden administration isn't serious at all about climate change. They don't give a rip. It's just the excuse they're using to take control. The Biden administration's claiming they aren't doing this to get more oil. No. It's because Venezuela agreed to carry out a humanitarian program and, get this, pursue talks to hold free and fair elections. They didn't actually have to commit to free and fair elections, just to hold talks. That is a total joke, considering Maduro, the head of Venezuela, has kept his opponent largely in prison for challenging him since the election. So what was this? A president who doesn't really care about global warming, probably doesn't even believe in it, who just threw a fellow Marxist a huge lifeline to keep his administration and his authoritarian power in place. Again, Biden won't even meet with American energy executives. But a dictator from Venezuela, thumbs up. So we're seeing that the problem isn't drilling. They don't care about that at all. The problem is drilling in America. Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore nailed it.
We're going to allow, Chevron to do drilling in Venezuela. This is the same administration, Will, that won't allow us to do drilling here in the United States. Not in Texas, not in Oklahoma, not in Alaska, not in West Virginia. But we can pump oil from Venezuela. It makes absolutely no sense. It's put America last energy policy.
It makes no sense, that is, if you assume Biden's goal is for America to prosper and he's just screwing up somehow. But it's becoming blindingly obvious that's not Biden's goal at all. Biden has a totally different goal: to cause such a breakdown in the supply chains in America that desperate Americans plead for the Democrats to take them over, to do anything to end the pain. See, Democrats don't thrive in an environment where people are upwardly mobile. They do the best when people are poor and desperate and in need of government help. So what is the attack on energy, really? We've learned from this, it has nothing to do with being green or clean. How do you know that? Well, the Institute for Energy Research's Vice President Kish explained, the Venezuelans have the largest proven oil reserves in the world, but it's very carbon intensive. It's some of the most carbon intensive oil. He said their crude oil is heavier than the light sweet shale oil produced in the U.S. and far less environmentally friendly, as it has a high sulfur content. Yet this is the oil we could leave in the ground, but we're reversing our policy to get it? Yeah, because they don't care about global warming. Why attack energy? Look, if you went to the grocery store with a digital recorder and you asked the average person in the checkout line, what's the biggest sector in the U.S. economy? What's the biggest growth engine of the U.S. economy? They'd probably tell you tech, but they'd be wrong. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the biggest portion of the economic growth every quarter of the Trump administration, without exception, was the minerals and mining category. That includes mining for coal, oil, and natural gas. And every quarter, it represented, like clockwork, between 28-33% of our economic growth as a country. Do away with that, and America won't grow anymore. And eventually, America will grind to a halt, then beg you to fix it. It's looking at it like this, that it all begins to make a whole lot more sense. If you look at everything the Democrats are doing right now, it all has one thing in common. It's either a short-term or long-term attack on supply chains, on what brings us our food and our clothes, the basics of life, and lets us have a life. The Democrats aren't interested in taking over in Venezuela. That country's already ruled by a guy who shares their ideology, so they don't care if he pollutes. No, this is about an attack on our supply chain. Virtually everything's about an attack on our supply chain. Take this, for example, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's a headline in the San Francisco newspaper, San Francisco Chronicle. California looks to ban all gas and diesel truck fleets. Wait, what? But there's a catch. Yep. All new trucks will have to be zero emission by 2024. All diesel trucks, new and aged, will have to be gasoline free by 2035. But not everywhere in California. Nope. According to the California Air Resources Board, which laid out this, it'll be an economically devastating plan, this new regulation will just target the busiest trucking areas across the state, namely the areas around warehouses, seaports, and railways. They have to do this, they say, because climate change and because pollution in those areas affects communities disproportionately. Thank God I don't live in California, you say. Oh, but wait, this will affect you. Why? Because California's ports process and bring in about 40% of all containerized imports and 30% of all exports in the United States.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They want to shut him down because that's what this would effectively do. More than half the truckers in California are single truck owners, independent operators. They wouldn't be able to drive into these areas. You think the container backup was bad before? This is the Democrats doubling and tripling down on it. It'll gum the heck up out of the supply chain. Parts of it will eventually shift to places like Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, and mainly Florida because South Carolina and Georgia don't really have the space for it. They could take some of it. But folks, this is why it is so critical that red governors hold these states. It's literally critical to our ability to have clothes on our backs and food in our mouths. And it'll take at least 2 additional weeks to go around California once they've got that blockade set up. That is, if you can even afford any of those goods, because the cost of transporting them jacks the prices through the roof. Here's what the Democrats have accomplished in just a year, inflation-wise, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. I got it off Fox News. You can see it on my Twitter feed. Gasoline prices up 17.5%. Electricity prices up 14.1%. That's the electricity inflation. Utility inflation overall up 20%. Yeah, that means your utility bills up 20%. And fuel oil up a staggering 68.5%. And that's with a lot of these fracking and drilling companies operating off of existing leases. The exploration for the new leases that they have to continue to do constantly is part of what's tied up in court. In other words, we could elect a great Republican president. We'll all be sitting around waiting for gasoline and diesel and, you know, something to bring down skyrocketing natural gas prices. And we won't find it because the Democrats are hamstringing these companies' ability to do the exploration, to give those permits that they need right now, that they'll need to be extracting this stuff in 5 to 10 years. If you want to know how this story ends, the left is already gleefully foreshadowing it. Read an article in the New York Times and you can see exactly what their plan is. It's called, "You Want to Buy Meat? In this economy? It's from June 2nd, 2022. And it talks about how what the Democrats need to do is use the Lever Food and Fuel Control Act. It was actually passed in 1917, months after the country entered World War I. And the act granted government sweeping power over the food supply and fuel. This sound familiar? Helen Zoe Veit, she's a professor of history at Michigan State University, calls it the most radical bill ever enacted by Congress in her book, Modern Food, Moral Food. In the article, the New York Times says to fight climate change. They need to use it because it's still on the books to go ahead and seize means of production and movement of food and fuel. Well, that wouldn't be that popular. That is, unless there's a crisis. You mean like the ones the Democrats would create by cutting off 40% of the entering supply chain and 30% of the exiting supply chain? Well, and folks, the inflation there, I mean, you're talking 20% inflation on your utilities. If that continues year after year, people aren't going to be able to drive much, and they're not going to be able to afford food much. And they'll get the groundswell they're hoping for to do this. The New York Times has been advocating for this for a while. Why? Well, when the Food Administration created the Lever Act agency that requisitioned food and prevented hoarding, it had control over the supply of food. It was even able to dictate one wheatless and one meatless meal each day. They called it Wheatless Monday and Meatless Tuesday. There was also a Porkless Saturday. Now, what'll it take to get this to happen? The New York Times tells us, and you're watching it unfold in front of your face. Quote, "The Lever Act came at a time when the cost of living, including food prices, had risen significantly by about a third from 1897 to 1916. Americans may have balked at Hoover's top-down management. He was sometimes called the food dictator, but they were, by and large, swayed to join the cause, not the least because they were already well-versed in practicing the art of thrift when it came to food." It also sounds exactly like what South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was describing this morning on Fox News when she was talking about Biden's decision to let Venezuela, but not America, drill.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says Joe Biden's energy policies are crushing the economy in her state. Watch.
So you see him doing more to do bad deals and incentivize Venezuelan oil rather than American clean energy. So he's doubling down on very bad policies that are impacting families here incredibly every single day. So in South Dakota, we grow a lot of the world's food. We just do. We feed people. And when you drive up fuel costs like they have in diesel and gas, that is impacting farmers and how they take care of their families, but how they get your food to the processors that put it on the grocery store shelves. And a lot of that is just passed on. And remember, a lot of these farmers, they don't have a lot of money in the bank to go out and put the seed, the fertilizer, and the chemical in the ground. They're borrowing that from the bank. So they're going out and getting operating notes at higher interest rates because of Joe Biden and borrowing it and putting it in the dirt and hoping that they can grow your food and give it to you in a way that helps them cash flow. We can't have our farmers go out of business because they grow our food in this country. And when another country grows our food and supplies it, that's when they control us. And so that's the reality of the long-term plan of policy and how it impacts our security as a nation.
When you look at all this, forget the climate change model. Look at this as an absolute war on a full frontal attack on supply chains. And everything in this country will begin to make a lot more sense. Will they get away with it? That's up to the voters. First and foremost, Americans are going to have to be able to figure out what's going on. And the key to that, having a place where we can post real information, like a free, uncensored Twitter. It could literally mean the difference between starvation and not, life and death.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.